Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The great Darren Gant, Panthers.com on the guest line. What's up, buddy?
Wait a minute. You're still here?
Yes, I know. I keep waiting for them, Darren, to be like, this has been enough, right?
Yeah.
And Jim Salina damn near got us thrown off the air at 10:30 today. So it is a miracle that I'm getting to the final hour.
Well, it's it is probably a miracle anytime Salina is involved, you know, and I feel a certain degree of WFNZ alumni pride to be bookending with Salina here. Hopefully I can keep you out of the ditch and let you say your goodbyes, because not everybody at this station gets to.
I think you and I know each other well enough that if you wanted to lead us into the ditch, it wouldn't be the worst thing for Big Daddy either. So we were talking earlier in the show about, in my 4 months, what the best thing to happen in Charlotte or Carolina sports was in the last 4 years while I was here. And for the Panthers, people brought up Cam Newton's return. There was the first 8 games of 2018 from the Panthers side of things. We can go Charlotte sports wide here. But DG, from you, what has been your favorite Carolina or Charlotte sports moment of the last 4 years?
Well, you mentioned Cam Newton. That was a fun week. That was, the comeback, that was good for about 10 days until it wasn't. I mean, it's been interesting. I think in terms of interest, it'll be curious. I mean, you're leaving town just as Baker rolls in. I think that is going to be, I don't know how it's going to work football-wise, but I know it's going to be interesting, and I know people are going to be watching and talking about it a lot, and that's different from some of what we've happened, but it's been a good 4 years, right? I mean, you know, LaMelo Ball rolls into town during that time too, so, and Charlotte FC, so good for Charlotte. It's just a shame you're not going to be around to enjoy all the fruits of your labors, so to speak.
That is, I manifested the Baker thing to Carolina. I should have said that to Dave Tepper. Son of a, I missed opportunity in the parlance of Ron Rivera to look at the Baker Mayfield trade here. There are so many different ways, you know, people define it by what he was traded for. People define it by who he was in Cleveland or who they think he was in Cleveland. What is your definitive take on the Baker Mayfield trade?
I think my definitive take is didn't cost anything, so why not? You know, can't hurt, might help. But I think more than anything else, the Carolina Panthers are getting an extremely motivated Baker Mayfield, and that's not in some corny rah-rah, I want to stick it to the Browns in the opener kind of way. This is a guy who's trying to prove to the NFL that he's worth the kind of money he believes he's worth. And, you know, the Browns didn't feel like investing in it, so they made a change. He's coming here with an opportunity to win a job with, you know, a better supporting cast than Sam walked into last year, for instance. I mean, you know, Sam Darnold didn't hit the field with an Ike Ekwonu or an Austin Corbett or a Bradley Bozeman or a healthy Christian McCaffrey or even the same offensive coordinator for half the season. So Baker's walking into a more stable place, probably a better chance for success if he wins that job, which I think most people probably anticipate. And when he gets out there, he wants to prove to the entire NFL world that he's still that guy. I mean, you can tell in talking to him. Yeah, like I said, he's not getting dragged into cheesy, you know, clickbait stuff about the Browns or anything like that. This is just about proving himself as a player. And, you know, I think he understands what an opportunity it is for him as much as the team as a whole.
Darren, let's look at the trade really flipped for me. Every time we tried to get into Panthers hype or Panthers excitement, my rebuttal was always, man, I love what they've done, but. And the but was the quarterback situation.
Sure.
Baker, and I think Baker is better than people give him credit for. I thought they got him for a song. So I'm on the hype train here. But I'll ask you, what do you think are, because, you know, this is not just, there's one definitive way this season's going to go. with a team like the Panthers, without all the context, there's 100 different ways this could go. So what do you think are the keys to not just a small step in Matt Rhule's year three, but in a significant step in being in the playoff hunt this year for the Carolina Panthers?
Well, I think Scott Fitterer kept using the phrase stabilize the quarterback position, and part of that was trading for Baker or filling in the blank with whatever veteran they were going to pursue. I mean, over the last 3-4 years, that's been kind of the normal course of events around here. And part of that was drafting Matt Corral. Matt Corral gives them one guy on the roster in 2023, and that guy doesn't make any money, basically. So if none of this works, they can reset next year with basically clear books and go get whoever is going to be next, if it's not Baker or whoever it happens to be. So I think, to steal Scott's word, they've stabilized that position. But the rest of this roster is absolutely better than it was this time a year ago. And, I'm like you. I'm a big O-line guy. And when you go out and spend that kind of currency, it makes everything around it. It gives it more of a chance to be successful. So, I mean, to me, everything in training camp when we get down there in a week or so is going to be Baker, Sam, Matt, all quarterbacks all the time. But look at the difference in that offensive line. And to me, that's where this team, it was a weakness last year. And now all of a sudden you put Taylor Moten out there with those three guys that I mentioned before and maybe Brady Christensen or some combination of Pat Elflein, Michael Jordan, whatever in the middle. It's just better, and that gives everything a better chance to succeed.
All right, this is the question. I have not heard you on record for this, but you are the authority on App State thing. So with conference realignment out there, continue to go on, App State to the Big Ten or SEC, what do you want?
Well, I was hoping Pac-12. I was kind of looking for some road trips, maybe to Washington, something like that. I dig on Seattle, so I think that would be good. There's a similar vibe, Seattle and Boone. Having spent some time in both places, I believe we could talk to each other and really speak each other's language and get along.
Well, I think with the Coastal going away in the ACC, it only makes sense that the Pac-12 would add its own Coastal, just the opposite Coastal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Makes perfect sense. And you know what? If UNCC wants to join us, maybe we can split some charters or something like that. I think I can work with our neighbors, sure.
You are such a gentleman. That's what everybody says about you. So with the five, we're gonna finish this the way we do all interviews. Once we've gotten to the five questions, in a rapid fire here, I'm going to throw out these five questions. Give us your most honest answers that you can say on radio, okay?
Fair enough.
All right. We start with, what was your last great athletic moment?
Running 10 days after having COVID and not dying.
That is a very good athletic achievement. What's the last thing you won?
The last thing I won, an argument, but not with anyone who lives in my house.
I was going to say, you're married. I was going to call BS on you for the, I won an argument in my house, but you very rightly and very correctly and very intelligently corrected that. Number three. Who was your first celebrity encounter?
First celebrity encounter. Boy, now I can't tell you the Bruce Bochy story on the air, but I promise you, buddy, one day I will. When I was a small child, Bruce Bochy, his own self, set me on the path to everything you see before you today. And like I said, I can't even tell this story on the radio. So I'm going to have to give you a rain check on that one.
Bruce Bochy, Nick Wilson, Hungarians have greatly enriched your life. I think there's a through line here.
No question.
All right, number two or four, whichever one I started with. What would your choice of a final meal be if you knew it was going to be your final meal?
Bojangles chicken, ice cream sandwich, Miller High Life.
Ooh, so fried chicken is elite anyways, but you pair it with the right brew and that's the way you go out with your boots on. All right. Final one. This is a little different because you are a native, but what's the first thing you think of when you think of Charlotte?
Our lovely people who have welcomed you and all other transplants, not just into our homes, but into our hearts, Nick. That's the kind of people we are.
That was a little cheesy, but I'll allow it because you're Darren Gant and you're the man. DG, you've been a good friend, man. You've been a great resource, and I'm going to miss the hell out of you. And I love to see you continue to thrive. So thank you for being a part of the show.
Absolutely. Happy to do it. Mazel tov, my friend. Call me in September. We'll talk about it on the other side.